Hi, my name is Mark Spirit, and I'm 56 years old, and I live now in Atlanta, Georgia, in the United States. And let's see, I first came upon John on the internet, on YouTube. Felt I was at like the end of my rope. I tried everything, changing everything in the content of my life, of material stuff, and moving and location, and material wealth, and nothing worked there. And then I tried changing my life, and therapies, and drugs, and when I came upon John, I had just finished a series of unsuccessful electroconvulsive therapy treatments at Emory University here in Atlanta that found they were having real good results changing people's brain chemistry, where their minds would change. And after four treatments, I got worse mentally, and they stopped the treatments altogether, and I got more depressed and in a deeper hole. And for the first time in my life, I found myself physically disabled, pain. I was very, very sensitive to pain. Something happened, and it hurt to walk. Every injury I had in my life, all of a sudden, felt like it was just happened for the first time. So I was basically disabled. I couldn't walk. I couldn't, basically all I could do is take medicine, watch TV, take more medicine, go to bed, maybe get out and walk the dog, which I had to do. That was about the extent of it. And I found John by chance, and right away, what he said made sense to me. What he was suggesting to do, his suggestion, I believed it with my whole heart. And I saw the logic of it, that it would be that easy. And it was something that I was just seeing. My life got so insanely bad that it almost showed me that it was really a way I was seeing everything. And so I called John, I believe, on the phone. And while I was speaking to him, he told me what the inward turning of attention was, and I was familiar with it, the movement of moving my attention inwards. And I did, while I was speaking with him, I remember I kept doing it over and over and over. The outcome, I wholeheartedly, I wanted and expected the outcome to be what he said it would be, as like a hypnotic suggestion. I believed that what he told me to do, the action of what I would do, of turning my attention inward to get a taste of my true nature, would work out, and I believed that. So that seemed to be a good thing for me, and made it a lot easier. So I did it all the time. I really did wasn't even doing it. I couldn't help but do it, and I did it for all the time. Just my whole life was around looking at myself in every situation, whatever it was. And right away, I started getting some good results. I started to get some relief, and I started experiencing states of just ease. And for the first time in a long while, my attention wasn't jumping onto the bad, you know, how bad things were, and the possibility of no hope and all that. So I started seeing results right away, and the only problem that I had was probably in just the results weren't fast enough. And let's see, I tried some of the suggestions. Let's see, I read the Fear of Life, and I've read it a few times, and what I read in the beginning, or what John was telling me, I could directly relate to, because he always talked about not having a stake in the life and the false belief. And I had a much better grip on what that was. I mean, actually, I had a very well idea of what not being at stake is in a game and being at stake is. And it's a huge difference, and it's right to the point for me. And when he talks about the fear of life, it's very ambiguous, and I can't relate exactly to what it is. So I always had that to go by, and I could always measure how I was doing by the at-stakeness, if you want to call it, whether it was doing good or not doing good, whatever it was. And a lot of people said if you can move your attention to a childhood memory, that would be the right place, and the feeling of you-ness. And I couldn't even move my attention onto a memory. So that didn't work for me at all. That just led to frustration. I couldn't afford to close my eyes to bring up a memory. I felt like if I closed my eyes, something bad would happen. I was afraid, and I couldn't sit with myself. I needed the action of the movement to get my attention. I couldn't get my own attention. After a while, I found that I could start doing arithmetic in my head, and it put me at the spot where you go when you go into yourself to the same place you go where you go to look at a memory. But I had a lot of experience with doing figures in my head, and I could start with small figures that I could see and do without recalling them from memory and actually have to do them to stimulate my mind so it would be in the right spot and I could keep it there while I did the multiplications. I usually did multiplications because they're harder to do for me personally, and I could see them in my head. And while I was doing them, I would get a feel for me without the crap in it, you know, without all the crap. It was a direct experience of myself. And I went from looking at the numbers and actually looking at the and seeing the mental images to more from the mental mind stuff to a body feeling. And that seemed to work real good for me for bringing my mind and body into balance, because that seemed to be the problem. The information I was receiving at all times was out of whack. I was getting too much in through my body, the pain and all that. My mind was making too much out of it. I wasn't saying anything right. And by concentrating my attention on something that would hold my interest long enough, started breaking up the attachment of the body for me, where it was the most important thing in my life. Then it just progressed where I could bring my attention there at will whenever I was doing the looking, and I didn't need to do it anymore. And let's see, and then after, like I said, a year, I could just, you know, it would just could just move it there. Now, I guess it's been 16 months altogether since I first met John and Carla, and life is just as the suggestion that John made to me promise held out to be exactly the way I see things, and life has become very easy, very clear and easy, and very little resistance to whatever comes up, whether it's a pain in the body or a thought in the mind or an emotion. I feel safe and at home and in love with my life. For a lot of years of my life, I was very lucky and had a very good, happy life. There was always a little gnawing of anxiety, but at least, you know, I was lucky to have a lot of years of secure and safe and loving of life, and no matter what my conditions were, I loved people, and I just loved everything about life, and I lost that, I think, till the age of 40, for me, from the age of 20 till 40, I was carefree, and no matter what happened to me, it was fine, and I liked and loved every minute of it. But around 40, it started for me where things just started going the other way, and everything became more work and no fun. And as I tried to fix it, it just kept getting worse. And for 16 years, I guess I couldn't find anything to, and I just kept getting worse. And so after meeting John and doing the work, I feel exactly the same way I did in those years. I love life again. No matter what happens, it's fine. And I can't, you know, I would have nightmares and anxiety dreams every night. I would wake up in a sweat, bed would be soaking wet, and my wife would tell me I was just, would scream or talking. And that all went away too. All those bad dreams and nightmares, they just left. So even my night times are comfortable and I feel secure, and it actually feels good to be in bed. It feels good to be alive. It feels good to be alive in a body. And I missed all that for all those years. And this brought me back at home in my life, where it just feels good to be sitting down, relaxing, and I always seem to be relaxed. So that's what the looking has done for me. It's got my life back. So.